Tonight, what we want to do is we want to talk about prayer. All right, because last week I sent out a text message, and the text message stated that when we pray, our land becomes strong and the enemy's hands become weak. That when we decide to pray, that our land, you know, what God has given us authority over, it becomes strong and the enemy's hand will become weak. And I got that out of looking at 2 Chronicles 7, and we're going to look at that tonight, 2 Chronicles 7. So if you would go ahead and turn that 2 Chronicles 7, and we're going to go through 11 through 14, but I'm going to look at it a little different than probably if you've ever looked at it before. But you got to understand that prayer is a supernatural vehicle. You got it. Prayer is just not you just doing some talking. You got to understand that when I pray, something supernatural happens. You got it. So we got to kind of change our perspective of prayer, because I really believe as people believe that prayer work, they'll pray more. So what I'm going to do tonight is I'm going to try to shift your mindset about prayer. You got it. And see, can't this help encourage you to pray a little more? 2 Chronicles, give me time to get there. 2 Chronicles, when I say 7, 2 Chronicles 7, let's go start with verse 11. Now, let's give you some, let me give you some backdrop before we pick up at verse 11. At this time, you got to understand that Solomon is just completing building the tabernacle for the Lord. All right, so we're going to pick it up at verse 11. It says, thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house and all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord and in his own house he prosperously effected. Now, just in that one scripture, you know, is a nugget. You got it. And it jumps out at you if you really want to see it, because when I put my hand to doing the things of God and successfully complete them, then God will make sure that my plans are successfully completed too. Yeah, come on, it's right there. He didn't just said it built God's house and he completed what? His house. You got it? And a lot of times we want to get our stuff done, but we haven't given no consideration to what God wants us to do. You got it. And one of the quickest ways I can get my stuff done is to put my hands to God's stuff. Praise the Lord. But that ain't what I came to talk about this evening. All right. So verse 12, it says, and the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. Now, he says, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their what? Land. Now when I was looking at this, I begin to see some things, and these are the things that I kind of want to, you know, I want to talk to you about tonight, because, you know, sometimes in our life, you got it, it'll look like that, it look like everything is against us. Look like ain't nothing working, you got it? Just seem like, boy, I put my hand to this, and this ain't working. I put my hand to that, and that ain't working. Just seem like ain't nothing working. You got it. So now by looking at this scripture, and I'm not saying that you have done something and gotten into sin and all that kind of stuff. We're going to deal with that. But what I'm saying is that when ain't nothing working in my life, one of the first things I need to do is pray. You got it? I don't sit back. I shouldn't just sit back and just, you know, do nothing. You got it. But when I look at my life and ain't nothing going right, You got it. Then this should be a sure tell sign, you got it, that I need to pray. You got it? Now, in the first part of this, he begins to talk about, let me go back there, Second Chronicles. Y'all ain't pulling them up there. Let me get back there. Second Chronicles 7, verse 14. He says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. Now, so one of the first things that I want to begin to look at tonight is I want to begin to look at humility. You got it? Because, you know, listen, you know, the first thing that God says now, when you see this going on in your life, one of the first things you need to do is you need to humble yourself. Now, that word humble, or you can say humility, means to bow down, watch this, or this lack of resistance when God is dealing with us. Okay. So now I want to make it clear. So what is happening when God begins to deal with me, you got it, as it relates to any area of my life, there is this lack of resistance, which means that I'm not trying to fight against God. You got it? And I don't know about you all, but I know the Holy Spirit would deal with me about certain areas in my life. You got it? And when the Holy Spirit begins to deal with me about those areas in my life, I don't need to resist God. Now, when you know you are wrong and God is dealing with you, don't resist him. You got it? This is a part of humility. This is a part of being a humble person. You got it? When you talk about being humble, this is not just talking about, you know, hey. No, this is talking about when God is dealing with you, don't resist him. See, because the opposite of humility is pride. You got it? And a proud person will do what? Resist. You got it? A humble person, when God is dealing with them, is that they don't resist. Humility says, God, I know I'm wrong, and watch this, and I submit myself to you. You got it? Because, you know, that's what humility says. When it says humble yourselves, it's saying, listen, when God begins to deal with you about certain areas in your life, listen, you submit to God. You say, God, you got it. I know I'm wrong in this area. Don't just continue on in life like you ain't like ain't nothing wrong. You know, come on, you know God dealing with you. You act like ain't nothing going. No, you come on, man. See now, when you look at this now, he says, humble yourself. Watch this, even before you pray. Which tells me that, listen, when I go to pray before God, I don't go to pray with a proud heart. You got it? If God is dealing, we're talking about getting results in prayer. You got it? If God is dealing with me about something in my life, when I go to pray, you got it? I'm not going to resist God in that area. Now, if you need help, just tell God you need some help. You know, but listen, don't act like it ain't nothing going on. See, that's a sign of, when you just sitting there like, listen, doc, you know you got some issues going on and you know God dealing with you, and then you're going to go and pray, but you're going to act like ain't nothing going on. See, you being proud. You got it? And one of the things I need to do is I need to humble myself. What? First, God, I acknowledge, number one, you dealing with me. God, listen. And God, listen, I need some help. Yeah, now this is what the man told Jesus. He said, help thou my unbelief. You got it? So listen, you go to God. God, I know I'm having problems in this area. I know I'm struggling with this, God, and I can't get out of this by myself. Lord, give me some help. You got it? And that right there sets the stage for my prayer life. Because a lot of, let's just go on to be honest about this, a lot of believers are praying, but ain't nothing happening. And one of the biggest reasons is because you have not humbled yourself. Because you know, come on, we all know when the Spirit of God is dealing with us about stuff. You got it? So what that what that's what that word means when we talk about humility. When God is dealing with me, I don't resist him. In the book of Acts, the apostles was talking to the religious sects, and he even used the word, you stiff-necked. Call them stiff-necked. You got it? You know you ain't right in this, but you will still not change. You got it? So now this is what we're doing, is what we're looking at now, is we're looking at setting the stage when I get ready to go before God to what? Pray. All right? Somebody say humility. Now, so the first thing I got to do is I got to do what? Humble myself. Somebody say humble myself. Now, the second thing I do after I humble myself, then I begin to pray. You got it? Then I begin to pray. Now, as I began to meditate on this last night, the Spirit of the Lord spoke something to me, and he said, my people are not receiving their daily provisions for their life because they are not praying. They have what their hands can produce because, watch this, they will not release mine. Come on. No, that's it. He says, there are daily provisions that I've already set aside for you, but because you're not praying, you only can have what your hands can produce because you will not release mine. You got it? Now, I release the hands of God to operate in my life in this time called prayer. And listen, this ain't strange, because Jesus' boys were sitting there watching Jesus pray one day, and then they said, Lord, watch this, teach us how to pray like John's disciples taught them how to pray. Go to Luke 11. Let's look at this. Now, what I did, and one time I wrestled with doing it, because y'all, you know, I gave y'all. Y'all, when y'all leave out of here, I got an outline of a prayer. You got it, that you can use. This is just a model. You got it, that you can use. When I begin to look at Luke 11, let me turn there, Luke 11, and I begin to look at what Jesus, you got it, was saying. You got it, because they asked Jesus a specific question. They said that Luke 11, I think. Let me see. Yeah. Luke 11, verse 1, it says, and it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray as John has taught his disciples. So what I begin to do is, as I begin to look at that, and then I begin to discover some things. So what I did is I gave, you know, you all this skeleton or this, whatever you want to use as an example for you to set your own prayer life up. You got it? Now, it starts off, it says, now I'm going to read what I got based off what Scripture says. I said, my Father, which is in heaven, you got it? Holy God is your name. You got it? Let your reign be established in this earth and in my life as it already is in heaven. Lord, release to me this day my daily provisions appointed to me by you. You got it? Now, I want you to say that. Now, listen. Well, now, because when you look at the skeleton, you got it. One of the things we need to do is we need to begin, you got it, to pray for the release of our daily what? Provisions. Now, most people are not praying that. I mean, if I was to have a show of hands to ask all the people who pray every day for the release of their daily provisions, we'll see how scarce that is, because most people don't do that. You got it? Now, if God has set aside for me my daily provisions, and I have not asked for them, then I should not be mad if I don't get them. No, because if you continue to read after you go through this sample prayer that Jesus gave them, he began to tell them, he says, ask and it shall be given unto you. Knock and the door shall be open. Come on, see that, you see what I'm saying? How you put that thing in perspective. But most people are not even asking God for their daily what? Provisions. So this is why we need to pray every day. And this is when the Spirit of God spoke to me this morning. He says, most people got provisions held up that they have never released. Now watch this. If you don't ask for it today, you can't get it. No, you just missed this day. So now let's start the next day. You got it? So, but my job is to what? Ask in this time of what? Prayer. Now, I don't know about y'all. I want the provisions that God has set aside for me every day. All right? Now, so I say, Lord, release to me this day my daily provisions appointed to me by what? You. God, I want what you got for me. That's why you're turning. Listen, I don't want what Mr. Williams got for me. His hands ain't big enough. God, I want what you have for me. My daily provisions appointed to me by you. And I thank you, God, for forgiving me of any sin or trespass that I have committed against you or my neighbor. So now I'm keeping on going. I'm saying, all right, I done asked for my provisions. God, listen, if I have committed a sin or a trespass against you or my neighbor, God, please forgive me. All right, let's keep going. neighbor. And Lord, right now, I forgive anyone who has wronged me and I release it now. Oh. See, that's key now. See, because now when you're doing this daily, you can't get an offense. And like every day when somebody wronged you, watch this, you release it. See, because just like God has forgiven me of my trespass, I have forgiven them of what? Their trespass. You got it? And Lord, right now, I forgive anyone who has wronged me and I release it now. Father, thank you that I will not be led into temptation today. The Holy Spirit is my guide. Your voice I hear and the voice of a stranger I will not what? Follow. So now I'm getting up in my day and I'm going before God. God, listen, I will not be led into temptation today. I'm setting my day up before it even starts. I ain't being drawn into it. Why? Because his voice is the voice I hear, and the voice of a stranger I will not what? Follow. Every evil that tries to present itself to me, I receive my deliverance from it now. Watch it. Listen, you got to understand, you got an adversary that got evil traps set for you. You got, so when I get up in the morning before I hit the door, watch this, every trap that joker has set, I've already called for my deliverance. Glory be to God. That's all right. Thank you. Thank you for blessing me so that I may always be a blessing to others. Because as you continue to read this, he's going to begin to talk about, you know, if somebody knocks on your door and asks for something, you got it. He's going to begin to talk about all this. So I will not withhold my hand from people whom I've come in contact who are in need, knowing that I will continually be ministered seed from you to sow. That's 2 Corinthians 6:9. You got it? So I'm not going to withhold my hand to somebody in need because I understand God is always going to provide me seed to what? So. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now let's keep going. I release. Now here we're going to get to the part I'm getting ready to teach on because you need to understand this. I release my angels now, who are called to minister for me, to bring in all my provisions that I am in need of. So I thank you that people are showing up in my life to help me. I thank you that abundance, that the abundance of wealth is flowing to me. And I thank you that land is being provided to me. You are Jehovah Tishba, the Lord Almighty. And I thank you for saving me, keeping me, and blessing me. In Jesus' name, amen. So now, in that sample prayer, what we did is we hit every point that Jesus was talking about when he was teaching his disciples how to what? Pray. Now, if Jesus said, this is what you need to do, why do we think we don't need to what? We don't need to what? Do it. And a lot of things are not being released because we're not doing it. Folk ain't praying. And when you don't pray, like we said in the text message I sent out, the enemy hands, watch this, will wax strong and your land will get weak. But when I pray, my land gets strong and the enemy hands gets what? Weak. But I gotta what? Pray. And I was sitting there thinking about it. I said, now, I done gave y'all enough prayer for y'all to pray for 30 minutes. Not just this one. I mean, over the course of the last couple of years. So it shouldn't be no reason for somebody in this church not what? Praying. Now, this is what I want to get to, because this is the part I want to really get to. Yeah, got it? Go to Hebrews 1, because we got to deal with this angels thing. Because some of y'all angels in the unemployment line. They ain't done nothing in years. They said, assignment. Simon, you got what? I know he just didn't ask something. He said, what? Oh, what? Hebrews 1, verse 14. Now, because I got to understand now, when I pray, something supernatural happens. Somebody say, when I pray, something supernatural happens. Now, last week, I showed you that when Jacob was having the vision that he was having with the ladder, he saw angels ascending and what? Descending. He saw angels ascending and descending. All right? Now, let's begin to move on that this week. Hebrews 1, verse 14, it reads, watch this. No, that ain't where I want to go. Hebrews, I put the wrong scripture here. That ain't it. Here was. I gotta find it. I ain't used my Bible. Let's keep on. Okay. All right. Somebody who got a concordance, put in your phone real quick, and I'm gonna go ahead and talk to it. That angels are ministers, you got it, for them that are heirs of salvation. It's in Hebrews. Hebrews what? 1:14. Hebrews 1:14. Where am I at? Oh, I'm in 2. I'm going to say, hold up now. I'm sitting here, okay, there you go. Well, we good. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Watch this. I won't wrong. Watch this. Are they not all ministering spirits, talking about angels, sent forth to minister, watch this, for them who shall be heirs of what? Salvation. So now this is what the scripture says. The scripture says that the angels, you got it, that they are called to minister for me. You got it? Because how many people here are heirs of salvation? All right, so now, watch this. At your disposal, you have angels that are assigned to minister for you. Now, that word minister in the Greek is the word diakonia, which means helps of service of various kinds, giving of provisions, supplies, and finances. So now, watch this. So these angels, these ministering spirits are called to help me in various areas. Now, how do I get the angels to minister for me? I got to pray. I got to pray. Somebody say, I have to pray. In simple words, they take my words and get my stuff. They take my words and they get my what? Stuff. If you ain't praying no word, they ain't getting no stuff. You got it? So this is why I gotta pray. Now go to Daniel. Hallelujah, Daniel. Daniel 10. Daniel 10, go to verse 12. Daniel 10, verse 12. So when I pray, this is why prayer is important. When I pray, the angels that God has assigned to me get their marching orders for the day. You got it? So and now they can't make nothing happen if I ain't praying nothing. Now watch this. Daniel 10, verse 12. Then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thy heart to understand and chasten thyself before thy God, watch this, thy what? Thy words were what? Heard, and I am come for thy what? So the angel is telling Daniel, don't trip, because I've come here because of your what? Words. So now what I got to do in my prayer time is I have to begin to give voice to God's word. You got it? And when I begin to give voice to God's words, then I give the angels that are assigned to me, that are called to minister for me, I give them their marching orders for the day. So even if I don't see nothing happening, I understand that when I pray, something supernatural is what? Happening. Why? Because the Bible says so. Go to Psalms. Oh, Jesus. Psalms. Psalms 103. Now listen. You can't pray it without faith. No, so when I pray, I expect. This one guy in scripture, I don't know, he had a servant or something that was sick. He went to Jesus and told Jesus, asked Jesus, can he come heal the servant? Jesus was getting ready to go, and he says, no. He says, you don't need to go. He says, I'm a man under authority. He says, so when I tell one to go, they go. He says, so the only thing you need to do is speak a word, and he shall be what? Healed. Jesus said, oh, great is thy what? Faith. See, so you got to understand, because you are a person who has been given authority, you got it? When I speak, angels go. This is why prayer is so important. And believers are not praying because they don't understand that they trying to rhyme. Or they don't know what to say. Which that right there is crazy, because like I said, Jesus gave you a model. If you don't know how to pray, use the model. Just do what he told you to do. And then as you begin to do that, the Bible says, watch this, as you measure it out, more will be given. All right? Psalms. Well, Pastor, I'm praying. Ain't nothing happened. Well, you ain't praying in faith. You know, you don't really believe you give an angel say marching orders when you pray? Doc, you got to believe this. Why y'all so quiet? No, you got to believe this. You got to believe that when I pray, something supernatural is happening. I am giving my angels their marching orders for the day to go get my stuff. I got provisions that God has set aside for me. This is why angels ascend. Jacob said, I saw them ascending and what? Descending. So if they were ascending first, that means they must have left here first with death, then came back. So what was the ascending and descending about? Because they was going to get my stuff. We got it. And so now if you thought somebody was bringing you something, you'll be getting ready for it to come. That's what I said. That's what I talked about on Sunday. I said, if the dealership were getting ready to bring you a car and you got an old junky garage and it's packed full of boxes, I guarantee you, if that dealership were bringing you the car that you really wanted, I bet you before the dealership showed up, there wouldn't be a box in that place. Why? Because I'm making room for what I expect. Psalms 103. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Psalms 103, verse 20. Watch this. Verse 20. You got it? Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in what? Strength, that do his commandments. Watch this. Hearkening unto the voice of his what? What? Ho. Hearkening unto the voice of his what? Word. Who is commissioned to voice God's word in the earth? I am. I'm the one that gives voice to God's what? Word. And when I give voice to God's words, angels hearken. See, but when God speak by faith. Come on. When God says something, what he says, come to what? He ain't sitting there wondering, you know, well, is it going to happen? So if you're going to voice God's word, you cannot be saying, is it going to happen? See, if you did, listen, okay, let me check. When you pray like that, you got, King, come on here and be my angel. When you pray like that, and you praying that old no faith prayer full of doubt, and you sitting there saying, "Well, Lord, I'm telling my angels, you know, to go get my provisions of the day." Angel sitting there, yelling, really? No, they sitting right there. They sitting right there. They ain't doing nothing, because when I pray, I must pray in faith. You got it? So they not going to move if I'm praying old doubting prayer, wondering whether or not it's going to come to pass. No, when I have my feet hit the floor in the morning, I purpose to take my prayer life to a whole nother level. So one of the things I do is before I pray, I take care of certain things because I'm going to meet with Jesus. I'm going to meet with the Lord. I'm going to stay in the presence of my Father. So I ain't going in there where they ain't brushed my teeth and ain't washed my face. If you was going to meet with somebody of importance, would you show up to meet with them with your stinking breath, not ahead, and ain't washed your face and all your sleep in your eye? Doc, it changes the whole act. I'm telling you, Doc. When I get up in the morning, you got it. I used to just get up and go pray. You got, and then I got a revelation. Man, I'm going to meet with God. So it changed. You got it. How I went in there. So I go in there. And then most of y'all ain't washed your face. You about half asleep when you're praying. You just doing religious duty. You don't wake up until you shower up. I hope y'all shower. Okay. This is a problem because we're always trying to give God some old half warmed up stuff and think that he's supposed to accept it. My whole attitude began to change as it related to prayer. I say, man, every morning I get up, I'm going to meet with God. So when I go in to meet, I go in, I close my door, and I meet with my Father. Got it? I get my marching orders for the day. I've given my angels their marching orders. You got it? And I'm moving on. I'm moving on. And I'm going to tell you, Doc, since I really got serious about this, man, every day just keeps on getting better and better. I'm going to share this. Y'all think I'm going off the deep. No. Because in my study, I begin to see this thing in Scripture. Angels basically called the angels of the Sabbath. You got it? And what Jews do is when they acknowledge the Sabbath, you got it? One of the things they do when they acknowledge the Sabbath is, watch this, they thank God for the provisions of last week. And watch this, they usher their angels on the Sabbath to go out and make ready my provision for this week. So me and my family for a month been sitting down every Friday having what we call a Sabbath meal. Where we stop and pause, watch this, and hit the reset. Go through different things, you got it, as it relates to our life. You got it? Now, I ain't telling you got to do it. You do all what you want to do. See, but what me and my life, you got, I keep right on saying that there's something more out there. You got it? And you can't, listen, Doc, you can't get more trying to give God this half warmed up milk you're trying to give him. You can't even give him an hour or two on Friday night because you got to go to the football game. What? Football game will be there when I get there. I'm going to take me about an hour or two to sit my family down so that I can pray over them, bless them, rebuke certain stuff out of my house, and release my angels for the upcoming week. But that's all, listen, you know what all that is, y'all? Putting God first. That's all what it is. But we too busy to put God first. And folk don't want to hear, but you keep, I told you, listen, my job is to give it to you. Your job is to do whatever you want to do with it. Now, am I telling y'all to start doing it? No, I'm not telling, I'm doing it based off a revelation I had. And my thing is, listen, I've always said, God, if you give it to me, I share it. Now, I done shared it. Now, do with it what you want to. Now, if you want my little stuff, I'll help you out, give you my stuff, give you outline, whatever you need to do. So I done my part. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. But you got to understand, when I pray, I'm meeting with my Father. Psalms. Watch this. What I say? Psalms 103. Y'all there? 103:20. We right there. Watch this. 103:20. Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers, there it is, ye ministers of his that do his what? My God. So now let's connect some scripture. Because now scripture says that the angels do God's pleasure. I can show you in scripture where the Bible says that God takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. So if angels are called to do his good pleasure and God takes pleasure in the prosperity of his what? Servants, then angels are called to go out and prosper me. Oh, Jesus, boy, y'all don't know when to shout. Man, angels are called to do it. See, that's the problem. You've been sitting there trying to figure out how I'm going to do it. When angels are called to do it for Jesus, go to Psalms 35. Jesus. Oh my God, man, God wants you to be. Tell your neighbor, God wants you to be prosperous. Now tell him, say, God takes pleasure in your prosperity. Come on now. Come on. Tell him now. No, he don't want me broke, busted, and disgusted. No, he is pleased when the boy prospers. God, Jesus, glory. Oh, Jesus, he is pleased. He is pleased when the boy prospers. Glory be to God. He wants me to prosper so bad, he's assigned me angels that are called to go get it for me. Angel come tell you exactly what you need to do. You say, where'd that come from? Angel be wanting to hit you upside. Boy, don't you know I'm right here? No, okay, I'm gonna mess you, slam up. Why are we so convinced of demons but not angels? You always talking about how the demons fighting you. No, doc, they are the devil fighting me today. Demon fighting me today. Devil did. What, the devil beating you so bad because your angels ain't doing nothing? Everybody always talking about how you know, tough out here, boy, them devils. Huh? Well, we glorified the demons while our angels sit unemployed. And watch this. Only a third of heaven was cast out. So there's more with me. Oh, Jesus. So there's more with me than with what? Just your number said if they only got a third, that leaves how many thirds? Two-thirds. Two-thirds is more than what? So there's more with who? Don't be glorifying what the devil doing. We're talking about some demons, some devils. Let's talk about some angels. Let's talk about them that has been assigned to minister for me. Boy, Jesus. Psalm 35. Gee, boy, this word is so rich. Boy, this word is so rich. Some of y'all, I can't wait to get up in the morning to pray. Boy, I can't wait. I can't wait. So some of y'all need some answers about stuff. Can't wait to pray. Psalms 35, verse 27. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord, watch this, be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Oh, Jesus. The angels do his good pleasure. And God takes pleasure in my prosperity. Boy, that I ain't got to say no more right there. Jesus, if you broke, it ain't the will of God. No, if you in a place of lack, that is not the will of God. So if it ain't the will of God, don't stay there. Yo, what? 3 John 2. Ain't the will of God. The Lord just taking me through something. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. So the Lord got to beat you up to prosper you. We'll go back and read Luke 11, 1. And he was sitting there talking about, you know, how, you know, you being evil. Come on, didn't know how to give good. How much more? How much more? You think that I'm going to do less than what a man would do? Come on, Doc. We got to start putting some pressure on this word. We getting ready to usher in a new year next week. We got to put some pressure on this thing. I'm going to have what God said I can have. I eat the best, drive the best, Wear the best as I go first class in life. Y'all don't forgot that, ain't you? Y'all don't forgot that one. Hey, y'all don't stop saying it. I did too, but I'm on it now. I'm on it now. God, bring some stuff back to y'all remembrance. You ain't doing it because you ain't saying it. Shoot. Okay, praise the Lord. Thank you for that one hand clap back there, babe. Thank you. Somebody with pastor in here tonight. Scared. Pleasure. I done told you he takes pleasure in your prosperity. What you scared of? Why are you scared to talk about it? Well, let's talk. Until the show slam up. We'll have so much more to give. We ain't gonna know how. The valve won't even shut off. Just keep on pouring in. Just keep right on coming in. Just go, oh, where this come from? See, you don't believe it. Doubt and do it out. Believe and receive. Go ahead with your doubt self. You got no be doubt. Listen, do y'all think God doesn't have what you need? According to his riches, not my riches. Now, how many know God rich? Okay, that's all. Listen, Doc, there is no shortage in him. And he is going to give to me according to his riches. You got to take rich to a whole nother level. The world can't even define rich as it concerns God. But we don't stop declaring it. We don't stop saying it. Religious folk done shut our mouth. Make you feel all bad by talking about prosperity. Talking about being prosperous. Why are you sitting there talking about prosperity? All these people out here hurting. No, just shut our mouth, dog. Yeah, people hungry. Don't you know people need to eat? You sitting there talking about a house or a car. That's how they say, shut up, Judas. Because that's what Judas act like he was concerned. He act like he all concerned about the Pope. No. Come on, Doc. Okay, you so concerned. How much you helping him now? Come on. Me and King was in Goldboro yesterday. Ride by the boy. Man sitting over there with a sign. We just ride right by. King said, yeah, he did. Yeah, he won't drive. He was with me. But that's what King told. I missed it. But Chris, no, I always hand out money out the window. I always hand out money. You got it. And I was talking to him running my mouth. And King said, hey, get that man some money. I said, how much? He said, $20. I said, you got it. What I said, I ain't lying. I said, you got $20 again? Oh, you got $20? He said, no, I ain't got no cash on me. I said, well, you ain't got. Yeah. Look, but here you go. So I gave him $20. King said, I got you when we get back to church, right? I'll give you $20 back. So King was trying to give me the $20 back, and I'm running from him. Oh, don't get this place. He's running all time fast. I take this $20. Oh, if I take the 20 back, that's all I get. You better have some cash on you next time. But that's what believers should be doing. That's what we should be doing. We should be fussing about who's going to pay the ticket. Instead of sitting back, Bill, get ready to come. Everybody got to go to the bathroom. Everybody, we should be fighting for the bill. No, this one is mine. That's how we supposed to be. That's how prosperous. That's how we supposed to be. Well, yeah. But it's so. See, King was looking for an opportunity to give. I missed the Joker. I normally catch him. He was on my side. I normally catch a Christian. I normally catch, I don't never get 20. I get 5 or 10. You stretch me. Okay, y'all laughing at me. Y'all don't give a dollar, so what you laughing for? So King, stretch me. God will place people in your life to stretch you. See, but here's the thing. When he stretched me, I did. Most of y'all, I ain't giving no $20. Or if you had a, when King pulled up here, you better go get my 20. You remember that 20 I gave you, get that boy in the corner? That gonna go smoke it up. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Okay, watch this. Who care what they do with it? Ain't none of your business what they do. No, ain't none of your business what they do. When you read 11 and 1, they didn't say the boy gonna go eat the bread and the fish. He could have went and gave the bread and the fish for a holler. So he ain't asking what he do with the bread. So you sitting there trying to get all these reasons for why you don't give. But that's what you do in church too. Okay, praise the Lord. I'm gonna go here. I had to take that shot. Why should we expect any more out there? Because that's what you do in church. You come up with reasons for why you shouldn't give. And the devil give them to you then, and he give them to you out there. And you end up missing. Praise the Lord. Hey, let me finish my lesson. Vic and them ready for praise and worship. He here tonight. He got off early. Praise the Lord. I know he ready. I'm gonna get you. I got 5 minutes though. He on me. He on me. I got another one trying to tell me what to do. All right. So number one, according to Second Chronicles. Number one, we humble ourselves. Right? Number two, we what? We pray. Number three, we seek his face. Now, the Hebrew word for seek is bakwas, B-A-Q-A-S. Watch this, which means to search, to look for, to inquire about. So now I am looking for his way of doing things. I am searching for his answer. So now watch this. I've humbled myself. You got it? I've gotten to a place, if God is trying to correct me about something in my life, I'm not resisting him anymore. You got it? Now I have done prayed according to his what? Word. Now I have to begin to what? I got to seek his what? Faith. So now I'm not trying to find out my way. I'm trying to find out what? His way. Oh, glory be to God. I'm looking now. So, oh, Jesus. How many of y'all ever lost your car keys in the house and had to be somewhere? Boy, you would tear the whole house up. You'd tear the whole. Boy, because you searching, you looking. And watch this, you will not stop until you find it. Oh, Jesus. That is the same thing with him. I'm searching. I'm looking for what? His way. And I will not stop until I what? Find it. Come on, that's it. We got to do it. This is what we got. See, you ain't halfway. Well, halfway won't look. Yeah, wait. You look for a minute. Well, I'm gonna get in scripture for about 2 minutes. I'm gonna look 2 minutes. Man, there ain't nothing in here for. I can't figure this out. But if it was your keys, see. I'm telling you, y'all, you got to really begin to look at what's really important to you. You got it? So now, after I've humbled myself, after I've prayed, now I got to seek. Come on, I got to search for this thing. I got to search. What is the Spirit of the Lord telling me about this, Tanya? Come on, whatever it is in your life, what is God saying? Now watch this. When I find what God is saying, I don't trip. Even though what he's saying may not make sense. And it definitely wouldn't have been, watch this, what I would have done. Okay, all right, last one, number four. Seek his face, number four, and turn from your wicked ways. So now I found his way. So now I turn from my way and implement his way. Oh, come on, come on. I done humbled myself. I done prayed. I done seek. Now watch this. Now what's the next one? Now what? Because when I sought, I found. So now I turn. What the way I found, that's the way I go. You got it? I ain't debating it. This is what the Lord has said. You got it? Don't make no difference what I think about it. So that's number four. Number four, then the Bible says. No. Then after I've done those four, then I will hear from what? Heaven. In other words, heaven answers me. And in that answer, watch this. My land is healed. No. It didn't say might answer me. It says that heaven answers me. And in that answer, my land is healed. Now, that word healed is the Hebrew word for whole. Oh, Jesus. Listen. There's nothing lacking in my land. Listen, watch this. Marriage blessed. Health blessed. Finances blessed. Come on, emotionally I'm blessed. Listen, ain't nothing missing, nothing lacking, because everything has been made whole. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, that word healed is the Hebrew word rapa. And you got it, R-A-P-A. Which means to be made whole. You got it? So there it is right there. I gave it to you. First thing I do, come on, I got to get some humility about myself. Got to humble myself. What that humility means is that, listen, when I know God is dealing with me about something that I know I shouldn't be doing, I don't resist God. Come on, that's it. That's the humility. I'm not resisting God anymore. God, I know this is wrong. I know this attitude, this behavior, this action. I know it's wrong, God. And watch this. I will not resist you anymore. That's humility. Okay? Then what's the next thing? I pray. Come on. Come on, y'all. Come on, be slow. That's why you need to get the CD. No. I'm serious. No. Then I got to what? I got to pray. So now when I pray, I'm going to pray according to his what? Word. You got it? Because when I give voice to his word, I give my angels that are called to minister for me their marching orders to go get my stuff. You got it? So now I done humbled myself. I done prayed. Now what's the next thing I do? I seek his face. I'm in the scriptures. I'm reading the Bible. I'm listening to the tapes. I'm talking to folk that's going to give me godly counsel. I'm using every added avenue that I can use, watch this, to seek what and find what God wants me to do. You got it? So now watch this. Now the Bible says if I seek, I will what? I will find it. So now I'm going to find it if I look. Now, once I find it, I implement it. I turn from my wicked way. You got it? And now I go what? His way. I do what I found. Come on, I ain't find it just to say I found it. I found it so I can what? Do it. And then the Bible says now, then when I do it, then I will hear from what? Heaven. Heaven gonna answer me. Heaven gonna tell me exactly what it is. He's gonna answer me. And his answer gonna bring wholeness to my life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Y'all good? Give the Lord a hand clap of prayer. I'm done. Now.